Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I'm going to tell you a very famous story. It's actually a story which is told in the Gemara in the Masechta of Sanhedrin, page 98, Tzadik Ches. And it's a story about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi when he met Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, was a person who passed away, but not in a normal way. He didn't die and have to be buried. Instead, his entire body went up to heaven in a fiery chariot. And therefore, we have many stories about Elijah the prophet visiting people and accomplishing various things here in our world. So in this story, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi, one of many stories in which he met Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, and he asked him, when will Mashiach come? Eliyahu HaNavi responded, why are you asking me? You can ask Mashiach himself. Really? Said Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua, the son of Levi, where can I find Mashiach? So Eliyahu, Elijah, the prophet, tells him, go to the gates of Rome, and there you'll find him. Yeshua ben Levi said, wait. There are many people at the gates of Rome. Lots of people gather there. How will I know which one is Mashiach? Eliyahu HaNavi said, he will be sitting among all the poor people who are suffering with pain. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, there are lots of people suffering with pain. How will I know who Mashiach is? So Eliyahu said, all the other people suffering and having pain, they will be unwrapping their bandages all at once, one after the other, and then they will put on fresh bandages. But Mashiach will not do that way. He will take off one bandage and then put on another one, a fresh one. Then he'll take another bandage and remove that one, put on a fresh one. So that he only has one wound unbandaged at a time. That is, the ordinary people, it makes more sense to take off all the bandages at once and then put on fresh bandages all at once. But Mashiach is different because in any second, Mashiach may be called to bring the Geula. And he doesn't want to delay while he puts on all his bandages. So instead, if he's called, he'll just put on that one bandage and then he'll be ready to come in a very, very, very short time, immediately, basically. So, fine. So that's how you'll recognize who Mashiach is. So Rabbi Yeshua goes to the gates of Rome. And sure enough, he finds Mashiach. He says, Mashiach, when are you coming? Emetzai Katsimar, when are you coming, Master? Mashiach answered, Hayyim, today. Oh, today, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Great, he runs back home, packs up all his bags, tells everybody in town, Mashiach's coming today. And so everybody waits. They wait, and they wait, and they wait. Finally, the sun sets. Mashiach never comes. A few days go by, and Yeshua ben Levi sees Eliyahu HaNavi again. He said, what happened? What did Mashiach say to you? Eliyahu asked him. Yeshua ben Levi said, he lied to me. Oh, what do you mean he lied to you, said Eliyahu HaNavi? Well, I asked him, when are you coming? He said, he's coming today, but he never came. Ah, Eliyahu HaNavi said, I'm so sorry. I don't think you understood him correctly. You see, he was quoting a pasuk, a verse, which is in Tehillim, and that pasuk says, today, if you will listen to my voice, Hayom im tishbu l'koli, if you listen to my voice, meaning that if the Jewish people will return to Hashem and follow the laws of the Torah, then I'll come. That's what he meant. Ah, so we see from this story that the Jewish people were not listening enough to Hashem's voice. And that's why Mashiach didn't come that day. However, many years later, about 1,600 years later or so, the Baal Shem Tov's neshama went up to Shemayim and came to the room, the chamber of Mashiach. And he asked them, the same question, Amos, I kasi mar, when are you coming, Master? Mashiach answered him, Liki, shufutsu, ma'asecha, chutsa. When the wellsprings of your teachings are spread out. Therefore, the Baal Shem Tov began to spread out the teachings of Chassidus, the teachings of the inner spiritual part of the Torah, because Mashiach had told him that that's how we will get Mashiach to come. And this is what we're trying to do now, to constantly teach as much as possible of all parts of the Torah, of course. Torah never gets out of style, and no part of Torah ever gets out of style. But in certain generations, there are certain parts of the Torah we have to emphasize more than others. And in our generation, a big emphasis, in addition to learning Gemara and Halacha and Pesukim, Mishnah, is also to put a lot of emphasis on the learning of Chassidus, the teachings of the inner parts of the Torah, and especially to teach about Mashiach and Geula, Mashiach and redemption. In this way, we'll speed up the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately today. And I hope that everybody, including myself, does our job that we have to do to help to bring Mashiach, because everyone has to pitch in, everyone has to help, and everybody's effort counts to bring Mashiach quicker through learning Torah, through doing mitzvahs, davening, good deeds, learning about Mashiach, learning Chassidus, and all of this will bring Mashiach quickly. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.